This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, December 26. You are the light of the world. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 5. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. The Beatitudes, he said. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Speaking to the crowds that have gathered to hear him, Jesus declares, "You are the light of the world." Jesus, the light of the world, is placing his own title onto the crowds. In doing so, he transfers his identity to them. Similar to when God directed Aaron to bless the Israelites and put his name on them, Jesus repeatedly blesses the crowds throughout the first part of this passage. Then he gives his identity to them. They are the light of the world because Jesus has chosen them to be his light in the world. Jesus makes clear that this new identity is not intended to be hidden or kept private. Rather, the people's new identity in Jesus is to be as bright as a city on a hill, visible for all to see. He adds that their light is made known through their good deeds and will lead others to glorify God. Yesterday, we celebrated Jesus as the light of the world, signaling the start of God's new creation. Today, we see that God has saved us in Jesus in order to shine the light of Jesus through the way we live. Though our actions do not save us, our good deeds and our sharing of God's love help others to believe that God's new creation has become real and available to us in Jesus Christ. Pray with me. God, help us to celebrate Jesus' birth by making the light of Jesus more real and believable through lives that shine brightly, reflecting your love and goodness in the beauty of your new creation in Christ. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.